Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for tuning in to the next installment of Weekday Wisdom. Wow, I've been running around crazy today. It has been an extra productive day, but definitely to get into it, it is Tango Tuesday, and we are going to continue with that topic of relationships and how to enhance and take your relationships to the next level in 2016. Today, I'm going to give you some information and tips on improving your communication. One of the ways you can do that is becoming a better listener. So if listening is not one of your greatest skill sets, or even what I'm talking about now, we're going into another level of listening. It's considered active listening. And some people will say, Tariq, how are you even talking about this subject? They try to say that us men, we have spotty listening skills, or we listen when we want to listen, selective hearing, as they might say. But in any relationship, male or female, when it comes to communication, one of the things that will definitely help you is to become a better listener. So number one, focus on what your other partner is saying to you. Definitely we live in the era of multitasking. We're trying to listen to what someone's saying, think about what else we need to do, check our emails, we're on the phone. I am guilty of doing this too. So it's something I'm definitely diligently working on. So focus on what the person is saying. Not only that, the next step, present. A lot of times when we're having conversations, a lot of people are not really in the moment, not just with multitasking, but a lot of times I see sometimes people are more concentrating on what they're going to say next versus what really is the person trying to convey to me? What are they trying to say to me? And what is that message? And you can only truly understand that message if you are present in the moment, not thinking about your response or what you have to say, but really focus and being present in the moment with that other person and trying to find out what's going on. That's going to lead us right into tip number three, which is ask questions. This is a way to keep the other person really engaged, and they can see that you're really concerned about what they're talking about when you ask questions, open-ended questions, just kind of recapping what they were talking about. So just to understand, you're saying that you've been frustrated with the fact that we haven't been able to spend a lot of time together, or whatever that recap is, whatever that question is that is going to engage the person talking to you so that they can say, okay, this person is truly, truly paying attention to what I have to say. So that is tip number three. Definitely ask some questions. Going in to number four, it's going to be your body language. We can look at the different percentages. I've seen them range anywhere from 50 going all the way up to 93%, where they're saying your body language is one of the biggest forms of communication. So whether they say if you have your arms crossed, that means you're closed out, you're not really open to what's being said. And on the good side, if you're talking to someone and you start to nod or you lean in, that definitely gives them the impression that you're really interested and you're really engaged in what they are speaking about. So pay attention to the person that's speaking to you, their body language, but also understand your own body language and what you're giving off when someone is trying to communicate to you. It is so important. So definitely watch the body language when we start talking about communication and becoming a better listener. Last but not least, you're going to have some topics, you're going to have some subjects that are very emotional, and sometimes your emotions can get the best of you, the yelling and fights, but those things do happen. The last case scenario, if anything, just take a break. You know, say, can we continue this conversation later? Once you've gathered yourself, once you've calmed down, you can send them an email, you can write them a letter, you can send them a text when you've been able to really gather your thoughts and get your composure. So today was about becoming a better listener. these tips and strategies. We're here to help you improve your listening skills, which ultimately is going to help your communication in your business and your personal relationships. As always, my team is here, and we're ready to listen to you. And whatever area of your life that you are looking to improve, we can definitely help you. So I thank you for taking this time with me today. As always, go to the website if you want to connect with us at www.successfullee.com. That's LEE.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. As always, I will see you on the next show. It has been an honor and a privilege to talk to you today on Tango Tuesdays. If you haven't, go out and vote. Early voting started in Florida. Do your part. Little plug right there. But as always, my name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. Peace.